This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I saw your movie just a few hours ago. I thought you were great in it.
Thanks.
And it what's great about the movie is it has like a very fun, breezy tone kind of thing to it. It never... Was that the... When you were told about the film, was that what you guys were aiming to go make? Was like this kind of...
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, I was part of developing this screenplay. So I've been with the project from the ground up. And that was hopefully what we were trying to do with Henry's Crime, is just kind of tell this, I guess it's kind of like an existential romantic comedy caper movie.
Totally. When you talked about how long you've been working on this project, it seems like Hollywood has really begun to go through a paradigm shift in terms of financing, in terms of the availability of credit, just all that stuff. Yet you're an A-list actor, and you know you guys don't have distribution yet.
That's correct. Yeah.
You haven't sold the movie yet. Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about how the industry has changed over the last few years, even for you?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, I don't know if it's the... I just think of it as about 5 years ago, I decided to, well, not probably longer than that, 7 years ago, I decided to try and develop my own material. And here we are in 2010, making this film in 2009, having a script, trying to raise the money and go independently. To me, it was really not out of circumstances, but trying to have another way of performing and getting material. And in this quote-unquote new environment, yeah, you don't have, as soon as you're independent, you know, you don't, that's part of what an independent movie is. You don't have domestic distribution, you know, part of it. I mean, sometimes you can get picked up by, you know, Sony, Fox, Searchlight, you know, oftentimes, sometimes they make films, but not all the time. And, I don't know, to me it's... just another way to make a movie.
Well, something about I'm a big fan of your work, and something about you that I don't think you really talk about the way you sort of prepare. I haven't read any interviews with you about like the way you prepare for your movies or the research or things like that. And also, like, are you a fan of a lot of takes or a little bit of takes? And I sort of wanted, if you don't mind, talking a little bit about your preparation as an actor. How are you as an actor in terms of, you know, how important is rehearsal for you, and how important are multiple takes?
Yeah, takes are good. If you have, like, on Henry's Crime, you know, sometimes you don't have, you get two or three takes.
A little different than Day the Earth Stood Still, or other.
Yeah, where you might get 12 if you want.
Right, totally.
You know, I mean, you're boarded differently. You know, the amount of page count that you have to do a day is different. You know. But there's never enough time, and there's never enough money, and it's circumstance. And, you know, for me, it's really, you know, the most takes I've ever had have been on action sequences in the Matrix films, you know, where you're just trying to get what I called super perfect, and we had a chance to do that. You know, to me, it's just, like with Henry's Crime, you have to really kind of know, we rehearsed the theater stuff, trying to get the blocking of the plays, went in on the, you know, the weekends and stuff to try and get that right. You know, you just kind of prepare. Do you sometimes want more takes? Yeah. But then sometimes the process is you're supposed to not have takes. It gets a little zen out there.
Well, how were you with, obviously, how involved were you with the other castings? You know, James Caan, Vera, you know, the other Fisher? Could you talk a little bit about... Because you've been with the project for so long, did you envision these people in these roles for a long time? Or did the financing all of a sudden happen, and then you're like, okay, let's go get people?
Well, we had the financing with me, and we didn't have any other financing issues because of the scale of the film. We didn't have to go cast another movie star, you know. But we were lucky that, you know, James Caan responded to the material, and Vera loved the script, and... you know, so that was great.
Totally.
You know, and you know, and they're such excellent actors. I thought they, you know, they enjoyed the roles. You know, when's the last time you saw Jimmy Caan do a comedy like that?
Well, no,
he's funny, right?
He's very funny, and your chemistry with him is great. And I think that you obviously are a fan of his work, so I'm sure that do you get impressed by anyone anymore when you're acting against them?
Absolutely.
intimidated or just impressed?
You know, for me, it was like, there's a sequence in the film where Henry says to Max, you know, he can't go forward with the plan. You know, I can't do it. I can't leave the girl. And, you know, he has this great moment where he's like, look, you asked me to help you. I'm going to help you. But in looking at him, I was just like, yeah, it's James Caan right there. He
totally
had the thing. It was just like, he's a movie star. You know, I grew up. And so it's admiration and it's gratitude. And
totally. For you, when your friends know you're working against Caan, James, is that the kind of thing where they're like, hey, maybe I'm going to visit you on this shoot?
Yeah, except I don't let anybody come visit me on the shoots. But did anyone visit on the shoot? No. But we had some table reads. You know, James was really cool about coming to my house and doing a table reading of the script. You know, he's an old school guy. You know, it's like whatever it takes.
I would be very happy to have him come to my house to do a table read.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, clear the schedule, I can do it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I wanted to touch more on the preparation process for even other roles that you've done. What's like the most you've ever done or the most you remember doing for any preparation for any of your roles?
I mean, are you talking about time or
well,
are you talking
like,
about...
Well, some actors I've spoken with say that as soon as they get the script, they are on it. They are really ripping it apart, figuring it out. Like Chris Cooper talks about that. He mentioned to me that he really rips it apart.
Sure.
So I'm just curious for you, is it like, you know, you start putting your head in front of it like a month before shooting, or are you as soon as you can breaking it down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, I start with as soon as, you know, if it's up to me, if it's a role that I've been offered, or any project, I kind of say, okay, well, why of making it? Why make it? You know, and so if there's an answer to that why, then I'll go forward and then just trying to do the script work that Chris is talking about, like understand who I am and who the other characters are and what's my place in the story, you know. You have different obligations as an actor sometimes, you know, like if you look at, for me, like a performance in Something's Gotta Give, right?
Totally.
Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson. My role there, it's basically I'm not the lead singer, right?
Totally.
So, but I'm not the chorus. But I have to do something. I have to bridge a relationship to the whole film and to these characters. I have to play my part, you know, which would be a different kind of way than, say, of what I have to do in The Day the Earth Stood Still, or something like, to go way back, like The Devil's Advocate. You know, it's a different kind of presence and presentation. And then just trying to familiarize myself with whatever the character does. You know, if there's some kind of job or trying to find, you know, the headspace. What are the emotional parameters, concerns? What are they thinking? Basically, what are they thinking? What are they feeling? What are they doing?
Totally.
And then trying to figure out as much as you can. And then after this, someone says action, you don't know what's going to happen.
Totally. I'm running out of time with you, so I just want to
Okay.
sort of quickly ask you about you were attached to Cowboy Bebop for a little while. Any update on that?
You know, once this, I haven't heard anything back. You know, they turned in the script, and it was very expensive, and I don't know if they're gonna, you know, I mean, it would have cost like $500 million to make that script, so I don't know where it's at right now.
47 Ronin.
47 Ronin, hopefully we're gonna make.
Well, Carl, is he going to still be on it?
Yeah.
So is it, like, creeping forward, or is it an express train forward?
I think it's a creeping express train.
Okay, I accept that.
Which means that there's, like, they've done pre-production, we're still working on the script, they're doing pre-viz, location scouts, book stages, ready to go.
Totally. Ah! No, I totally get it.
It's a bullet train in waiting.
What about Passengers?
Passengers is a spaceship in waiting.
That's an interesting enough. Well, let me ask you this question. What do you... I know you just started filming something. Generation
O.
Yeah, so how's that going? And so
2 days in, and
wow.
Great.
For people who don't know, and they're going to kill me if I keep on
going
or whatever, could you talk a little bit about what it's about for people that aren't familiar?
Yeah, it takes place over basically 24 hours. You follow this character named John who... basically, it's the relationship between him and two call girls. He's the driver, and you kind of get to know. He ends up stealing a video camera and hanging out with them in the apartment, and it's kind of the interpersonal dynamics of this family of situation.
You know? That sounds like an interesting role for you, though.
Yeah.
I have more questions on that, but I definitely want to know, are you already thinking further ahead of that, or are there certain things that now that you've had a taste of developing with
right.
Henry's Crime, are there other things that are like sitting there that you're like, yeah, now it's time to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working with a writer named Mark Hyman on a project called It's Not Me, It's You, kind of romantic comedy, working with a writer named Kristen Gore on another project called Psyched, about two psychics who fall in love. Working on this film, you know, it's all with my partner Stephen Hamill, who's doing in our production company, Company Films. So there's other stuff trying to get done.
Totally, they're gonna kill me if I don't rap with you. So I'm gonna say thank you so much.
Right,
congrats on the movie, man. You're great in it.
Thanks.